Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Republican Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler is preparing for more backlash after breaking party ranks for a second time by submitting evidence for the prosecution in former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. She corroborated a heated phone call between Trump and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy that occurred during the January 6th siege at the U.S. Capitol. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Troy Brennelson reports, Herrera Butler will be up for re-election in her Southwest Washington State district next year.
Washington State's primary system advances the top two candidates, regardless of party, so Herrera Butler could really be facing challengers from all sides. Your usual Democrats, and the Trump supporters who want to see her out of office.
I expect there'll be at least one or two candidates who are very, very much supporters of the Trump line of thought and really are fighting to get her just pushed out of office.
Political science professor Mark Stefan of Vancouver, Washington, thinks it's more likely Herrera Butler picks up more centrists and Democrats than the Trump supporters she loses. For NPR News, I'm Troy Brennelson.
The state of Texas is under a winter storm warning. Texas Tech Public Media's Casey Ellingson reports temperatures are nearing historic lows.
Lubbock is seeing its coldest temperatures in decades, with highs in the single digits and wind chill values as low as negative 14. The coldest temperature ever recorded in the area was negative 17 in 1933. The winter storm moved into the area overnight, with Lubbock and the surrounding areas anticipating 3 to 5 inches of snow and heavy winds throughout the day. The National Weather Service issued multiple weather warnings for the region and is asking residents to avoid outdoor activities as much as possible. Hazardous conditions are expected to last through Monday afternoon. I'm Casey Ellingson in Lubbock.
New Zealand's largest city, Auckland, has been put under a snap coronavirus lockdown. Rachel Bongiorno reports.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a strict 3-day lockdown and a border placed around Auckland after a family of three all tested positive for COVID-19, the first local infection since late January. While the mother works in the laundry department for a large airline catering company, the source of the infections are unknown. As a country that virtually eliminated the virus last year, Prime Minister Ardern says it's possible the cases are from a contagious strain from the UK.
The most important lessons we've learned from the times that we have stamped out flare-ups successfully before and from cases we've seen overseas where outbreaks have gotten away is the need to go hard and early.
The country will start vaccinating a population of 5 million from February 20. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.
This is NPR. The spread of coronavirus infections in the U.S. continues to slow. 82,000 new cases were confirmed yesterday. That's down about two-thirds from the peak in January. This Valentine's Day marks 3 years since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people and wounded 17 others. NPR's Joel Rose reports friends and family observed the anniversary at a memorial service in Fort Lauderdale.
It was a difficult day for Tony Montalto, who lost his 14-year-old daughter, Gina Rose, in the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
These were 17 lives that were cut short way too soon. And we just ask that today everyone take a moment to remember the people who they were.
3 years after the shooting, the trial of the alleged shooter is still in limbo. Lawyers for Nicholas Cruz say he would plead guilty in exchange for a life sentence, but prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. The school security officer on duty during the shooting is also awaiting trial on criminal charges, including child neglect and negligence. Joel Rose, NPR News.
White House spokesman T.J. Ducklow has resigned. He was initially suspended for subjecting a reporter to a sexist rant for a question about his relationship with another news reporter. Ducklow has apologized, calling his behavior abhorrent. The incident tested President Biden's vow that the White House will have a respectful relationship with the press. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.